We'll keep it right here as with 8:36 to play, the Rockets score again, 35-2. And right now, Jason, the safety that the Lakers picked up, the only thing keeping us from being a running clock situation.
Yeah, and that defense, you know, like I said, playing pretty good all night here. This drive here, Reese is having their way with them, and I think it's just a matter of the offense, you know, again, letting the defense down, and that just it's one of those things. You can only take so much of it, and it just becomes, it starts to wear on you, and then you have to come back out on defense again. And, you know, the defense, you know, looking pretty tired out there. As Reese offense really hasn't spent a whole lot of time on the field. I don't have an official count of the number of plays they have, but their longest drive was only 7 plays. So the Reese offense hasn't been on the field a whole lot. But the offense for the Lakers shooting themselves in the foot time and time again here tonight.
8:36 to play here in the third quarter, 35-2. Nice end-over-end kick that'll be fielded near the 15-yard line for the Lakers. And bringing it out over the 30-yard line. Looks like that was Walter Van Hooten. And Beckman making the stop for the Reese Rockets. So, first and 10 for the Lakers. Ball sitting, they'll spot it at their own 31-yard line with 8.5 to go here in this third quarter.
That last scoring drive by Reese, 5 plays, 53 yards. Troy Elbers, his second touchdown of the night, this time a 2-yard run.
Looks like we might get to keep the train again, Jason. The cars are on the move. Fumble on the play here, and it looks like the Lakers may have recovered. No, the Rockets have it.
Looks like Cody Somerville may have fallen on the ball for Reese.
Yeah, and I thought Van Hooten was going to be able to get it back. He lost it. And he had the edge of trying to get it back. I thought he had it, but they say the Rockets recovered, so things are just going from bad to worse here for the Lakers tonight.
Well, again, inexperienced quarterback center exchange there, and with Tim Warrick, the senior quarterback on the sideline, apparently with an injury of some sort, it makes things difficult when you don't have any practice time or very little practice time as a backup quarterback with the center.
Handoff going up the middle. And that was, let me see here. Chad Gruber, was that number 24?
I did not see who had the ball.
I did not either. All I could see was the number 4 on the jersey. Nonetheless, it's a 2-yard pickup for the Rockets. Second down and 8 coming up. It's number 4. We don't have a number 4 on the program, so I was...
The program is failing us tonight.
Yeah, and I checked with them again about number changes, and they said nothing. This time, Yaquin going to keep keep the football and call his own number as he takes it down near the 15-yard line. That'll be a Rocket first down.
Oh, nice job by Yaquin there. Good ball fake. Sucked in quite a bit of the Laker defense there. Yaquin able to take it off to the left side there, picking up a first down to the 15-yard line, and Reese again with the short field. In business once again.
I want to put some of our spotters to work. We are looking for an update on the USA Vassar game and the Cass City All Saints game. Handoff, this time going around the left side of the line with it, Cody Somerville. Somerville inside the 5, taken down at the 4. We've kind of lost track of those games. We've had Ubley and Bad Axe and Marlette and Harbor Beach. 50-6, Ubley all over Bad Axe in the third quarter in that one, and Marlette at last check 24-20 over Harbor Beach.
Rick, ask, and you shall receive. Vassar beating USA 12-6 at the half.
All right. Nice job out there by our spotters. Thank you for the information. Handoff into the end zone. That's a touchdown. And that looked like that may have been Spencer Buhinger on the carry. 7:13 to go here in the third quarter, and the Rockets score again, 41-2. I think the guys next door would be interested in that Reese or that Vassar USA score. Extra point try, no good. Wide to the left this time. 7:13 to play here in the third quarter, 41-2. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows.
tired running around, wasting fuel, and spending your hard-earned money on stamps just to pay your bills? There is a better way. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. With Thumb National's online bill pay, you can save money, time, and spare yourself the headaches. Just imagine, no more handwritten checks, envelopes, or stamps. No more worrying about lost mail. TN Bill Pay is a quick and convenient way for you to pay all your bills from one website. Plus, it's 10 times safer than mailing checks. And with our hassle-free setup, even an adult like me can get started in minutes. Say so long to spending hours balancing your checkbook. It's easy with TN Bill Pay. You can instantly view and print accurate records of your transactions anytime. At Thumb National, we understand the value of your time. So let us help you spend less time paying bills and more time enjoying life.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop in today and ask us about TN Bill Pay or check us out online at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, a Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and two locations in Bay City where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
7:13 to play here in the third quarter. As the Lakers just fall on the kickoff at the 31-yard line. The ball actually came loose, but the Lakers do hold on to it. And that Reese, I keep calling it Reese and Vassar. The Vassar USA score has changed yet again. Vassar 20, USA 6. So just as soon as we got the first update, Vassar scored again. So it's 20-6, Vassar leading USA. And Jason, you handed that score to the public address announcer. He gave it, and there was quite a cheer come up from the crowd here at Reese.
Yeah, no love lost seeing their rivals, the Patriots, losing, and they face off next week up in USA.
Walter Van Hooten, the ball carrier, he'll bring it out over the 35 to about the 36-yard line.
That last scoring drive by Reese, again, the short field. This time, four-play, 28-yard drive. Spencer Buinger, a four-yard touchdown run, the extra point, headed into the parking lot. That was no good.
That didn't hit your vehicle out there, did it?
Well, considering I didn't drive one here, if it did, okay. I guess I just picked up a new car tonight, too. I love homecoming at Reese.
Walter Van Hooten on the direct snap. Going to pick up a first down as he's drilled near midfield out of bounds.
Nice job on the edge there by Evan Gasho. They're getting good blocks on the outside. Evan Gasho with some good blocks tonight. Chase Velker doing a nice job on the outside there, springing the runners to the outside there. Just they need more of those type of plays, though. They just haven't had enough of them here, and Reese pulling away with this one here, up 41-2.
And the point differential rule now in effect with 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Lakers, ball sitting at their own 47-yard line, and now we have a timeout on the field. So Jason, the director, says let's keep it right here. We started to talk a little bit about that NCTL playoff situation. Kingston, North Huron, both sitting at 2-3. A couple of key games tonight for the Kingston Cardinals and the North Huron Warriors. Peck is at Kingston. North Huron had to make the trip up north to play Miles. So some big games for them tonight as they both are playing literally for their playoff lives.
Yeah, Mayo, a pretty good team up there, the Thunderbolts of Mayo. And North Huron having to make that three-hour trip all the way up there to play them. No easy task there tonight. I'm pretty certain we probably won't pick up too many updates from that game here tonight as the 50,000-watt blowtorch can only reach so far as we get into northern Michigan there. But, Kingston tonight, a game against Peck, a very winnable game for them. No update on that one so far, but North Huron was able to take care of business against them last week. And Kingston, like I said, a very, very winnable game against Peck. They win that one there to 500, and that only improves their playoff chances.
I thought we might have been able to pick up some updates out of that Memphis-Deckerville game. It's homecoming night down there, and Deckerville looking to clinch a playoff spot. Here's a pass. It's going to be completed for a Laker touchdown caught by Evan Gasho as Van Hooten threw a strike to Gasho and hit him right in stride. Gasho makes the catch. The Lakers score with 4:59 to play here in the third. It's 41-8.
And that's an example of a great timeout because Coach Gardy called a timeout, saw something that they thought they could take advantage of. Van Hooten, a nice